Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
O meu santo é muito forte, meu poder é na magia, salve todos os orixás, do encanto da alegria.
Roda baiana, mostra seu gingado, esse maracatu é de baque virado.
The World Cup is approaching, and as the world turns its attention to Brazil, we here at Soundcheck bring you another in our occasional series highlighting music from the different regions of the country's massive musical universe. Today we'll look at the state of Pernambuco in the northeast of the country, home to the city of Recife, one of a dozen or so venues for this year's football matches. And joining me is Scott Kettner, percussionist and founder of this educational ensemble, Maracatu New York. We're hearing a bit of them in the background, and they're dedicated to teaching the sounds of Pernambuco to folks here in New York. Scott Kettner, a long time. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me, John.
Before we get to the music and the World Cup in the northeast of Brazil, tell me quickly how you came to be so involved in this part of the world.
Well, I was studying jazz here in New York City at the New School University, and my drum set teacher was Billy Hart. And he was turning me on to a lot of different rhythms from around the world, and Brazil happened to be one of the main ones. And at that time, it was mostly samba and bossa nova, which was all everybody thought about. So I was getting deep into that. And after a few years of studying those rhythms, I started to get more curious and interested about Brazil. And I asked Billy Hart, I said, Billy, is there anything else from Brazil that I should learn? And he said, yeah, man, there's this rhythm called maracatu. And I pointed to his drum set and I said, well, show it to me. He says, man, I don't know how to play it. I just know it's a badass rhythm and you got to go learn it and come back and teach it to me.
Yeah.
And I graduated and packed my bags and moved to Recife to learn maracatu.
Now, for folks who don't know who Billy Hart is, he's a veteran jazz drummer, a great jazz drummer. And for him to say, I don't know how to play it, is a pretty startling thing, because there's very little Billy Hart can't play.
Exactly.
So you went to what looks like Recife, but is pronounced Recife.
Recife.
What is maracatu? Is it just a rhythm? Is it more than that?
It's way more than a rhythm. Maracatu is a culture. It's a way of life. It's a history of the people, of the struggle of the slaves in that region of Brazil. It's so much more than music. And I learned that by living there and studying with Maracatu Nação, Estrela Brilhante, and a lot of other mentors there in history.
Now say that again a little slower, because we're going to hear this band now.
Maracatu Nação, Estrela Brilhante.
Right. And this is a group probably now in its fifth or sixth generation of musicians.
They were
right?
founded in 1906. And so, yeah, they've been around for a while.
Yeah. So it's like the samba schools further south in Brazil, right?
It's like a parallel. It's a community. Basically, these maracatu groups, they serve as a place where street kids can get off the street.
Mm-hmm.
They provide a support system for people in the communities, you know, a place where people can come and play music and be a part of a community. It's a very important aspect and a very important part of life there in Recife, these maracatu groups provide.
All right, and this one has been in action for over 100 years, and here's an example, a song called Brilho.
Jovemina, Herondina, olha o mestre Cangaruçu.
Jovemina, Herondina, olha o mestre Cangaruçu.
Sou nação verdadeira, sou estrela que vivo a brilhar. No compasso do bate virado, dança e brilha a corte real. Jovemina, Herondina, olha o mestre Cangaruçu.
So that is some maracatu music from northeastern Brazil, from the city of Recife. Scott Kettner, the band leader, songwriter, percussionist, founder of the groups Nation Beat and Maracatu New York, is here with me in the Soundcheck studio. And we're giving you a kind of guided tour to yet another facet of Brazilian music in advance of the World Cup. Scott, last time we were sort of looking at music of the Amazon region, you know, further up towards Manaus, where nobody wants to play football at this World Cup. Is Recife also tropical, equatorial, really humid?
Very humid, very hot. It's very close to the equator. It's brutal. It's brutal. But luckily for down there right now, it's their winter.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That means it's about 80 or 90 degrees.
Now, in South Africa, the last World Cup, there was a lot of controversy about the vuvuzelas, the long plastic tubes. Now they're talking about trying to ban these rattle.
The cachirola. Actually, I was just reading an article while I was in the lobby waiting to come in. They've just banned those.
How are they going to – now, when 50,000 Brazilians show up with these little things, what are they going to do? So is this throughout Brazil? Is it specific to one of the – because one of the things we're learning here is every region is like a world unto itself.
Yeah. Well, Carlinhos Brown created the cachirola, which is based on the cachixi, which is a hand-woven shaker instrument with beads inside of it. Naná Vasconcelos, who is from Recife, was one of the main percussionists who kind of popularized the cachixi instrument and brought it, contemporized it.
So what do you think? Are they really going to be able to stop people from playing this thing?
We'll have to wait and see.
All right. While we're waiting and seeing, let's continue listening. Tell me about Coco.
So coco is a very, very diverse style of music from the northeast of Brazil, and it's very prevalent in the state of Pernambuco. And to my knowledge, the coco came from when the slaves were packing the dirt for the floors of the houses that they were building for the slave owners. They started to put wooden shoes on to pack the dirt.
Pack the dirt, yeah.
Exactly. So that evolved and became a dance. They started to dance together in rhythm to pack the dirt, and then they started to chant and clap and sing songs. And that, it's like kind of the equivalent of our work songs.
Field hollers and stuff.
Exactly. And that's one of the main origins of the coco music. There's also a lot of heavy indigenous influence in this music, the instruments that they use, certain shakers.
Well, so who should we listen to? Who's a good exemplar of this
style?
Well,
we're going to listen to one of my close friends. Her name is Dona Sila do Coco. She's a beautiful woman and a great singer and a beautiful spirit, and she lives in Olinda. And in Olinda, there's probably 40 or 50 different coco singers, traditional coco singers, and they all sing with their own different style, their different prose and rhymes and different rhythms and the way that they resolve their rhymes and everything. And she's one of the great ones living there in Olinda today.
All right. Her name is Dona Sila do Coco.
Levava pro meio do salão, que a poeira cobria, ninguém via. E daí se apagava o lampião e o coco findava no outro dia.
Foi aqui no pneu que eu fiz esse coco levantar poeira. Foi aqui no pneu que eu fiz esse coco levantar poeira.
Poeira cobria, candeia apagava e bem.
So that's a little bit of coco music from northeastern Brazil, from Dona Sila do Coco, and a song called Coco do Pneu.
Coco do Pneu.
Which is the coco of the tire.
Of the tire, which is an area in Olinda. It's like a little neighborhood in Olinda.
So as with the maracatu music we were hearing a moment ago, very kind of voice and drum based, call and response, deeply rooted music. Sounds like the kind of thing you would hear on the terraces in the stadiums while the games are being played.
Most likely.
But this is not the Brazilian music that we're hearing, you know, in the run-up to the World Cup.
Not in the media, not in the mainstream, definitely not. And I think that's, you know, why this is such a great opportunity for listeners to hear something different than what they're hearing from The media.
Because we will be hearing a lot of music from São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro.
Absolutely.
And, you know, justifiably so. But all these different states in Brazil with their individual styles. And Scott Kettner here with me on Soundcheck, talking specifically about the state of Pernambuco. The city of Recife will be one of the dozen or so sites of the World Cup. And one of the sounds of the state of Pernambuco that we have begun to hear in the states, the United States of America, as opposed to the United States of Brazil, is forró.
Yes.
F-O-R-R-O.
Forró.
Forró.
Yep.
Which is, you know, there. I'm sure there's a traditional style, but there's also a more contemporary forró kind of sound as well.
The forró, there's a lot of different manifestations of forró music today. There's, you know, the ultra pop, you know, style. And then there's people who are a little bit more rootsy. And then there's the real traditionalists. This next track we're going to hear is by a good friend of mine. His name is Maciel Salu, who was the son of the great Rabeca player Mestre Salustiano. And the Rabeca is a rural fiddle instrument that's handmade in the northeast of Brazil. And
now, see, I thought forró was built around the accordion.
Most people do, and it's because when Luiz Gonzaga was considered the king of forró music, he really brought this music to the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
He popularized it. Before him, though, this instrument, the rabeca, had been in Brazil possibly for 100 or more years before the accordion came to Brazil. So a lot of people think that this forró music was played on the rabeca before the accordion came. And what happened was when the accordion made it to Brazil from Europe, it's such a louder instrument. It was easier for them to play on top of the percussion instruments and be heard. So it replaced the rabeca. In the past, I would say in the past 15 to 20 years, the rabeca has been making a huge resurgence in the northeast of Brazil. And what's really interesting is that you only find the rabeca in the northeastern region of Brazil. It doesn't exist anywhere else in Brazil.
Well, let's hear it. Maciel Salu is the gentleman's name.
Yes.
And this is an example of forró music from northeastern Brazil. Brazil, from the state of Pernambuco, that is Maciel Salu and a song called, Scott Kettner, help me out here.
Si tem rabeca e zabumba.
Which means?
If you have a rabeca and a zabumba, which is a drum.
The drum.
The bass drum, the heartbeat of the music.
So if you got a fiddle and you got a drum, you're good to go.
You're good to go.
Kind of need a ball, though. we're looking at the music of Brazil in the run-up to the World Cup, and today on Soundcheck, focusing in on the state of Pernambuco in the Northeast, perhaps the second least desired spot that the teams are looking to play in, because it will be hot.
It's going to be hot.
It's just going to be hot. And so is the music. And, you know, while we've heard some very traditional kind of roots-based stuff, as we get to the people like Chico Science, the late Chico Science, we get into a much more contemporary sound world.
Yes.
Now, he was known for this particular movement, right?
Right, the Mangue Beat movement, which what he did was he took the music that he grew up hearing, the folkloric music, all of these styles that we just listened to, he took all of those styles and he took his influence from the radio, all the music, all the American music, North American music he was hearing on the radio, such as funk and hip hop and heavy metal and rap and rock and roll. And he fused those two, all of those elements together and helped create the Mangue Beat movement, helped popularize it.
And this is in the 90s, and he died, he was really young.
Very young. He was like 20, 30. 26 or 27.
Really?
Yeah.
Died in a car accident like at the late 90s, right? So yeah. This is very much a 90s phenomenon.
Yes. He only made two albums, and those two albums are still, it's like the Jimi Hendrix, you know? It's like, it's still taking effect. People are still wondering how he did that.
And his band, Nassau Zumbi?
They're still playing a lot. They just released a new album, I think.
Well, here they are backing up the late Chico Science. That is the late Chico Science and his band Nassau Zumbi. And I'll give this title a crack. Rios Pontes Overdrives?
Rios Pontes e Overdrives.
What would that be? Rivers, bridges, and...
And the overdrive.
And the overdrive.
Yeah.
All right. So that's an example of this Mangi Beat movement that Chico Science was a part of, taking some of the traditional sounds we've been listening to, marrying them to contemporary Western pop music. And Scott, you yourself, with your band Nation Beat, it's been a while since Nation Beat has played here on Soundcheck, but this is what you do too, right? It's this kind of fusion of North and South.
Exactly. While I was living in Recife, I started to notice that there was a lot of similarities with the culture and the music from the Northeast of Brazil and the music I grew up hearing in the South. For instance, that the fiddle and the rabeca and the accordion in Zydeco music and the accordion in Fajó music and the processional music of Maracatu and the processional music of the New Orleans second line bands. And
right.
And all of these elements, they started to just kind of come up to me, and I decided that I was going to put together a band that, like you said, married these elements together. And that's what I've been doing for the past 12 years with Nation Beat. And Chico Science was a huge influence on me, as well as all those other artists we just listened to. And I think that what needs to be said about Chico is that I don't think we would be having this conversation if he hadn't done that. Because, like, for instance, Maracatu was on its way to it becoming extinct.
Yeah.
And
so he sort of shone a spotlight on
this. He shone a spotlight on it. And that was, Maracatu was the heartbeat, really, of Nassau Zumbi. That really was, like, those drums, those Maracatu Alfaia drums, was really at the forefront of Nassau Zumbi. And what happened was, as he began to become more popular, people around the world started asking themselves, what is that drum? What is that rhythm? What is that?
Yeah.
And that drew all of us, people like myself, all down straight to Recife. And we were just all blown away. And that's where Nation Beat was born, was out of that experience of living in Recife.
Well, the world will be watching in Recife as the World Cup unfolds, in part in that hot city in the northeast of Brazil, where Scott Kettner has spent so much of his time. We'll wrap up with some of Scott's band, Nation Beat. But Scott, a great pleasure to see you. Thanks for the guided tour of the music of Pernambuco.
Thanks for having me, John.
Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar e ali vamos embora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar e ali vamos embora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Puxa o boi, puxa o boi, qual é puxa o boi? Puxa o boi, qual é puxa o boi? O cara é a ladeira, qual é puxa o boi? Puxa o boi, qual é puxa o boi? Puxa o boi, qual é puxa o boi? Puxa o boi, qual é puxa o boi? O cara é a ladeira, qual é puxa o boi? Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar aqui ali, vamos embora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar por aí de mundo afora. Vou embolar aqui ali, vamos embora. Não me pergunte a hora que volto pro meu lugar. Puxa o boi, qual é? Puxa o boi. Puxa o boi, qual é? Puxa o boi. Puxa o boi, qual é? Puxa o boi. Encare a ladeira, qual é? Puxa o boi. Puxa o boi, qual é? Puxa o boi. Puxa o boi, qual é? Puxa o boi. Puxa o boi, qual é? Puxa o boi. Encare a ladeira, qual é? Puxa o boi. Puxa o boi.